Namaskar.
Bienvenue.
I'm from Bangalore, India.
Dublin, Ireland.
Turkey.
The Philippines.
This is Feet in Two Worlds.
I came here to study.
To work. To volunteer.
Build a life of my own.
Welcome to Feet in Two Worlds.
Esto es Con los Pies en Dos Mundos.
Bir ayağım burada, bir ayağım orada yaşıyorum.
Welcome to Feet in Two Worlds.
Is it wrong to call someone who's in the country without legal papers an illegal immigrant? I'm John Rudolph, executive producer of Feet in Two Worlds, a project of the Center for New York City Affairs at the New School. Illegal immigrant and illegal alien are terms commonly used to describe people who are in the United States without legal authorization. But the terminology is considered both offensive and inaccurate by many people. A number of news organizations have stopped using these phrases, opting instead for the term undocumented immigrant. Joining me in the studio are Julia Preston, the national immigration correspondent for the New York Times, and Monica Novoa, a writer for Color Lines, who's the coordinator of the Drop the I-Word campaign, the I-Word being illegal. Welcome, both of you, to the Feet in Two Worlds podcast.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here with you both.
Julia, the Times uses the phrase illegal immigrant in the paper and on its website, but it also uses the term undocumented immigrant. Are those terms considered equal and interchangeable by the Times?
No, actually. We are discouraged from using the term undocumented, just as we are discouraged from using the term alien for different reasons. The style manual says that we should not use the term undocumented because it's a political euphemism. We prefer the term illegal immigrant in pursuit of the impossible. We are striving to find a term that will allow us to do what we are really trying to do, which is tell the story without having language that causes a reader to stop and say, and detect some kind of partisan intention on the part of the writer or the paper. I have come over the time that I've been reporting this story, which is now 6 years, to agree with that in part. First of all, it is language that is clearly partisan at this point.
In undocumented
other words,
is,
yes,
in your
yes.
view.
This is become partisan language. Immigrant advocates prefer that language and advocate for that language. People who are opposed and militate against illegal immigration will generally use the term illegal alien. And people who are advocates for immigrants prefer the term undocumented. And so we are trying to weave a middle course through these partisan phrases.
Monica, what is wrong with using the term illegal immigrant to describe someone who is in the country without papers, without legal authority?
I think there are several things to look at. It's a term that conflates immigrants with criminality. From that point of view, it stops being a term, I think, that journalists can use. It's sort of the equivalent of writing a piece and before someone has been convicted, calling someone a convicted criminal. And so we think that it's a term that prejudges. It puts journalists sometimes in the position of being kind of judge and jury as they're writing these pieces. And the reality of immigrants that don't have papers is that their statuses are often in flux. And to describe someone as being illegal, you know, how can you wrap up a person's whole being in that term?
So, Julia, what's your response to this notion that somehow that it is not a neutral term, that it in fact is charged for immigrants and their advocates?
Well, first of all, I would say that I think Monica's making an inference about the term illegal that we don't make, and I don't think the readers of the New York Times by and large make it, which is that illegal immigrants are necessarily criminals. And I spend quite a bit of my a copy describing the fact that immigration violations very often are not crimes, and that they are, in fact, civil violations. And I am at great pains to describe the way the immigration law works and the fact that, for example, the Obama administration's policy is by and large based on distinguishing between immigrants who have civil violations and immigrants who, in addition to their unlawful status, have also committed crimes. The other issue is that the immigrants are, in fact, the immigrants in question, out of status. They are not in lawful status in the United States. So there has been a violation of law. And I have come to think that it's important to reflect that because of what has happened in the political debate about how to resolve this situation.
And you don't think undocumented captures that violation of law or the lack of papers?
I think if it were just a question of issuing a document, we would have done it a long time ago. This is a problem that is very profound political and legal problem that is confronting our country at this point. We have 11 million people who are not in lawful immigration status in the United States. And the only way that we are going to be able to resolve that at this point is by a major act of Congress to cure that lack of lawful status. And I also find, actually, when I'm out on the road reporting, that the immigrants who are in this situation very often describe themselves as being illegal because they understand what a deep and serious problem this is. This is not going to be fixed, as we've seen, as easily as it was in 1986 when the issue was more on the order of just issuing a document. The phrase undocumented does not completely describe the severity of the problem, both political and legal, that immigrants who are out of lawful immigration status are now facing.
Monica, I have to say in full disclosure that at Feet in Two Worlds, we use the term undocumented immigrants. We will say that somebody is in the country illegally, but we won't say that they are an illegal immigrant, which is a slight modification of that. But generally, we use undocumented immigrant. But is there something to the fact that using that phrase really does not capture the severity of the situation that people who are without papers are in this country?
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to go back again to the fact that in this campaign, what we're doing is asking people to stop using any terms that have to do with being illegal, that there's no such thing as being illegal, that the term illegal immigrant is not defined by any law, that when a person goes to immigration court, they are not found to be illegal even when they are deported. It's a term that's very misleading. It's kind of a made-up term.
But aren't they all kind of made-up terms?
Well, and also, if we were going to go by that standard, we would go back to referring to them as illegal aliens, which is, in fact, a term that does appear in immigration court and is frequently used by immigration judges and by ICE prosecutors and is a common term of the immigration legal system. So, but we don't do that because we think that in common usage, the term alien is very off-putting and would connote some kind of stranger.
I don't think that we can say that a term that was pushed out in 2005 in a memo to the GOP by the research firm Luntz and Maslansky, advising for people to use illegal immigrant in making the case, in making anti-immigrant arguments. I don't think that we can say that if a term was pushed out in that way, that we can consider it a neutral term or a term that's not politically charged. To the contrary, that's they knew what they were doing. It's a very strategically used term. We're actually very encouraged by journalists when they use these longer descriptions and phrases and try to get as precise as possible. We've seen you do that at the Times, and we think that and hope that more journalists are going that way. The Society of Professional Journalists has, you know, resolved that they will continue to complicate this question of using the term illegal immigrant, and that's encouraging.
Julia, you mentioned earlier that this is an evolving situation, not only in terms of language, but in terms of the whole question of immigrants in the United States and immigration policy. I wanted to just get a little bit of a sense from you of what's happening here at the Times, and I should say we're recording at the New York Times today. I've noticed in editorials, particularly editorials that are advocating for measures that would benefit immigrants, such as the DREAM Act or the New York State DREAM Act, that those editorials will exclusively use the term undocumented immigrant. But you will not see that the phrase illegal immigrant in those editorials, whereas you will see that in the regular reporting that you and other reporters do in, you know, daily course of covering the story. So is there a different standard for editorials, or is this kind of a reflection of a conversation that's going on inside the New York Times about when it's appropriate to use different terminology?
Well, I think both things are happening. On one hand, the editorials and the editorial board and the editorial writers have much more leeway to express themselves with the opinion and with the language that they feel appropriate. And in the news pages, we feel more constrained, as I said, to try and look for this neutral and increasingly non-existent neutral language. For my writing, I have gone to kind of mix it up a little bit. So I do use undocumented from time to time. I use the word unauthorized immigrants when it's in the context of a labor discussion, because a work authorization document is actually a legal document that can be acquired by an immigrant in the process of becoming of acquiring legal status. I sometimes describe immigrants as being out of lawful status or out of legal status. That's been my practice.
Monica, in your view, what is at stake in this question of terminology?
This is a term that completely colors the debate. When you call someone illegal immigrant, it's loaded with political implications. And like I said before, it's a term that's been pushed out by extreme anti-immigrant lobbyists. So in that way, it's not neutral.
But it's also used by people who are supposedly trying to report the story in a balanced way.
Yeah, just I don't even – I'm not even aware of this document that you're talking about. I mean, this has been our style for years, as far as I know. As long as I've been reporting the story, that's been the style of the Times.
I will send that to you. Normalization of this term doesn't make the case for it. It's very unfortunate that it's gotten to this point, that the term has been so normalized. But we do see a shift. At DropTheIWord.com, we collect stories of immigrants themselves talking about how the terms impact them and impact their lives. There might be people out there that are calling themselves illegal. It's only because the term has been so normalized. There's definitely a wave of immigrants that are defining themselves outside of those terms.
Well, it's obviously an ongoing conversation and a debate, and I thank you both for participating in this little part of it. Julia Preston and Monica Novoa, thank you so much.
Thank you, John.
Julia Preston is the national immigration correspondent for the New York Times, and Monica Novoa is a writer with Color Lines and the coordinator of the Drop the I Word campaign. Feet in Two Worlds podcasts are produced by Jocelyn Gonzalez and Sarah Kate Kramer. And today, Jocelyn Gonzalez is our audio engineer as well. I'm John Rudolph. Thanks for listening.
Feet in Two Worlds is supported by the New York Community Trust and the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation,
with additional support from the Mertz Gilmore Foundation, the Cyrus Fund, WNYC New York Public Radio, and the Ralph E. Ogden Foundation.
This podcast was produced in association with the CUNY Graduate School of Journalism and CUNY TV.
Feet in Two Worlds brings the work of immigrant journalists to public radio and the web. We're a project of the Center for New York City Affairs at the New School.
Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, Podbean, or by using the Stitcher Smart Radio app.
You can support this podcast by going to news.feetintoworlds.org and clicking Help Support FI2W.